Well, good morning. Welcome to today's edition of Talk of the Town, a daily program that airs Monday through Friday mornings at this time right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber, and each day I'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors in the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you by Citizen State Bank in Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. My guest this morning is Trooper Kevin Krull of the Iowa State Patrol, and we will talk with him right after we do this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including agriculture business, agriculture education, agronomy, and animal science. At NCC, your success is our story.
Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizen State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, and on the phone with me this morning, joining me by telephone, is Trooper Kevin Krull. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you
doing? Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for joining us this morning. And of course, Trooper Krull normally would be in studio, but he is on the phone this morning for a couple of reasons. First of all, he is working on the last stages of those one of those lovely summer colds, and I'm sure that your work day is occupied these days by a lot of preparation for what starts day after tomorrow.
Absolutely. We've got a full day again planned at the Clay County Fair, getting set up for that. We brought the Camaro up, that crash Camaro we had last year. We brought that back up again because it's such a great, impactful statement, and for people to see, thought it'd be a great thing to have back again this year.
It's a very powerful exhibit.
Oh, absolutely. When you look at that, the number of people that asked me what kind of car it was. You know, these are car people asking me what kind of car it was, and they're not able to recognize it. You know, it's great.
Well, I know that you were with me last year when I saw it, and as you may recall, I had to go around to the back end of the car to figure out what it was.
Yeah,
and I'm a car guy.
It's such a sad story that goes with it, too, with the devastation of speed that's out there. On the video that we put together, but it was very impactful. So we had it back again up this year. We had it at the State Fair again this year as well, and lots of talk, and not everybody get a chance to see it, so we're going to have it as a reminder for people to just how devastating speed and how deadly our actions can be when we make choices and we make the wrong choices.
Absolutely. Well, I know our topics today is titled The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and I was relieved to see that we weren't talking about you, me, and the Kansas City Chiefs preseason.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, let's talk about the good for a minute. Let's start off with the good.
Yeah, so the good, we're down on our fatalities. Statewide, we're down from where we were last year. The downside of that is we've had such a terrible year with deaths on the roadways that it's not hard to be down from that. But we're down, and we're down one from we're only one above the 5-year low, and nine less than the 5-year average. So we're getting our message out there, I think, and that's why these programs like this are so important for us. The message needs to be out there, and people need to be thinking about this stuff, and just need that good reminder every now and then. And they're doing their part after hearing these reminders to watch what they're doing when they're driving.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that want to remind folks, no matter how long you've been driving, no matter how good a driver you think you are, you're not that good.
No.
I mean,
the thing is there's always somebody to challenge you.
Oh, exactly.
Always somebody out there challenging.
Yep, and that's one thing that I learned when I started riding the motorcycles years ago, is that you not only have to drive your vehicle, you have to drive the other guy's vehicle too.
I had a close friend of mine. I don't know if he was that good of a friend, because after I talked to him, he wanted to sell me his motorcycle, and I said, "Why are you selling it?" He goes, "I've been run off the road too many times in the last few months, and I'm done."
Uh-huh.
And he was an avid motorcycle rider, and he's like, "I'm just done." And he goes, "I'll offer it to you for a good deal." I'm like, "So I can get run off the road?" I thought we were friends here, you know. If they're not seeing you, what makes you think they're going to see me?
Yeah. That's, I'm sorry. I hate to laugh, but, you know, and we talk about the good. It's not very often that we can talk about traffic fatalities under the good category.
No, and it's kind of one of those deals where I titled it the good, bad, and ugly, simply because the good is that we're doing better. The bad is the ugly truth. We're still losing people's lives on the road.
Yep.
We still have 214 deaths this year on Iowa roadways, and that's a lot of people, you know.
Yep.
And we need to do better. And we can do better, and the speed out there is one of those things that we can talk about. And it's just very impactful, and we're talking about extreme speeds too, but the small ones add up.
And, you know, I think we're maybe doing better on extreme speeds, and I base that only upon the fact that I don't see as many posts on the Iowa State Patrol Facebook page, pictures of radar units with three digits on them.
Well, keep in mind, we increased that back in the COVID years of 2020. We increased it by 50%. We went from the 700s to over close to 1,500 people receiving citations for speed. So, yeah, we're down, but again, it's kind of like comparing last year's fatality rate. We can be down, but it's not as significant. And it's one of those things where it's like we see so much of it, sometimes we just don't post it as much because it's like, you know what, it's old hat. Tell me something that ain't happening kind of thing.
Yep. Well,
and but they're still out there, but we are doing better. We are doing better.
We're moving the needle in the right direction, at least.
Absolutely, absolutely. Education, whether it's one at a time or on that social media app, and just getting the message out there is working. I often tell people I'm in the education business now with the State Patrol, but I've always been in the education business. It was just more of a one-on-one basis back in the day. So we're liking the fact that people aren't wanting that one-on-one interaction with us near as much as we used to, but we still got some ground to make up. The raw truth is in our area, this northwest corner of eight counties that I cover, we've lost five lives up here, which is a very small number, knock on wood, compared to what it is. But I don't think we have our last one that we're currently working on, which is going to bring us up to six. And, you know, it's pretty bad because we have those fatalities out there. And we talk about how August is such a deadly month with all the deaths that happen there. You know, we're having average of 41 deaths in the month of August alone, and 47 last year, and this year we had 40. So, I mean, we're right there at where average is, and let's get below average, you know, and 35 for September is our average, so let's shoot for a 30. Let's get that number down. I mean, let's shoot for zero, but I don't think that's a realistic thing to have. But when we look at our crashes in our area, this last fatality we had happened on a Friday in August, and it was a holiday, you know, and it's just one of those sad things that people weren't paying attention, went through the stop sign, and that's a speed-related violation. Maybe it's a distraction as well. We're still under investigation with that, but all things came into play. People were ejected from the cars, you know, and when we talk about being ejected, you only stand 25% chance of surviving that when you're ejected. And when you talk about being ejected and having those kind of odds, just because you live. Like I tell the kids in driver's ed, just because you're one of those that survived that ejection doesn't mean life is going to be the same.
Exactly. And the ejections, what people don't stop and think about is that in a lot of those, the fatalities are caused by the car rolling onto them.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, the partial ejections are pretty bad, too. But, yeah, we've got to look at keeping ourselves, the engineers, say what you want about engineers. If you're a mechanic, you definitely have an opinion. But if you look at what they do for these cars, when you look at that Camaro over there at the Clay County Fair, you'll notice that that passenger compartment has a lot of room. Mm-hmm. That car hit the dirt at 104 miles an hour. When it hit that dirt embankment on the other side of the road, that ditch, when it hit that, it was doing 104 miles an hour. And yet, all that mangled metal and pieces and parts that are every which way, the passenger compartment still allowed for survival rate inside that vehicle. Now, at those speeds, other things come into play. You know, your body's still going to be in motion, and then all of a sudden it comes to an abrupt stop. That's not good for internal organs and whatnot. But still, we need to be looking at doing our best with paying attention, slowing down, and wearing that seatbelt.
Exactly. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Trooper Krull right after this.
The train station, too, has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station too in Sheldon. Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. We're visiting with Iowa State Patrol Trooper Kevin Krull, and we were talking about traffic fatalities and the fact that, knock on wood, they are down from last year. Still plenty of room to do better. We were talking about speed and how deadly speed is. And if you want to sit down with your teenage driver particularly, and go to YouTube and watch the video, and that, Kevin, that's entitled?
The Devastation of Speed. And when that comes up, you'll see a little girl or a young lady in her camouflage and blaze orange gear. She's out spending some time in the woods with her father.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the video you want to play. It's a short little, less than 10 minutes, but it just talks about the impacts. Not only on those that were directly involved, but the families, the friends, just how devastating this is to everybody. And that's where we come up with the title on that, is The Devastation of Speed. And quite often we just don't understand, or we choose not to pay attention to these common sense things. But it's just one of those things where, it's kind of like distracted driving. We survey people and they say, yes, it's a bad thing and we need to stop doing it. And the same people that say that, a high percentage of them admit to doing it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, we just need to understand that it's going to happen. Bad things happen because of this, and it's just a matter of time before that happens. And I talk in my classes that I do on distracted driving about task switching. You know, we talk about multitasking. I think that's one of those words that people, I'm good at multitasking. Okay, are you really multitasking, or are you task switching?
Exactly.
Because I would bet that you're not giving full attention to that. So you're putting that on hold, and you're working over here real quick for a little bit, and now you're back over there. And I use the example of if I was riding behind you and covered your eyes going down the road, you would really freak out. But yet we look at the cell phone for 5 seconds on an average text. And we are basically taking our eyes off the road for that 5 seconds.
Yep.
And then what's more important is our mind's still wrapped up in that conversation. and with our mind in that conversation, we're not thinking of the driving that we're doing, or we're not thinking fully about it. So therefore, it impairs us and it distracts us from what we're supposed to be doing. And that's where the dangers come from with that.
Well, you know, case in point, I was driving down Highway 60 yesterday afternoon, and I came upon a vehicle doing, no exaggeration, doing 48 miles per hour on Highway 60. And I went around, and guess where his eyes were focused? Straight down.
Yeah, definitely on a phone.
Straight down, yep.
Yeah. You know, back in the day, they at least put it up so you could kind of catch it with peripheral vision, that you might see it out there. But now people have trained themselves that know that we're going to write them tickets if they're on their phone and driving, because it's such a deadly thing. And it's one of those things where we have laws in place now. And I tell the 14-year-olds, when I was young, I had the comment probably spoken, or at least the thought, I'm old enough to be treated like an adult. And well, that's true, but now that you're driving, you need to make adult decisions, and you need to make the good ones, because when you're texting and driving, if you get to be in a fatal crash or you're in a bad crash and we're able to prove that you were distracted because of that phone, we're looking at vehicular homicide now. And the state of Iowa recognizes you will be held as an adult and punished accordingly. And the bad part is that doesn't bring back the harm and damage that you've already caused.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what we want to stop. We're not looking to put people in jail. We're not looking to write tickets. We're looking to stop the harm. Mm-hmm. And that's truly what we're out here to do, is to make the roadway safer for everybody. And unfortunately, it comes down to speed, seatbelt, distracted driving, and not wearing a seatbelt.
And
you know, those are our four horsemen.
Right. And distracted driving, you know, we talk a lot about cell phones, but that's not the only distraction. I mean, you can be distracted by something as simple as singing along with your favorite song on the radio.
Absolutely. How many times have we been driving down the road, and now it's not quite as common because we have the app on our phone to tell us where we're supposed to be going, but you're driving down the road, and you're listening to the music, and you're not paying attention to what's going on. You know you missed your turn, or you know you're lost or misplaced a little bit. So one of the first things people do is they turn the radio down. It comes from that. They know that they need to concentrate,
yep.
So they turn that radio down. It's just one of those things where drinking coffee, eating food while you're going down the road, it puts something in your hands. You're paying attention to what you're about to eat or what you're about to put in your mouth.
And not spilling on yourself.
Exactly. And now that takes your eyes off the road. One of my worst crashes I've ever covered involved a big gulp coffee cup. And a little bit of sun action, but an individual rear-ended another one and ended up throwing him in front of a heavy truck that was going the speed limit, but it destroyed his car, and it buried the front bumper almost to the steering wheel from the passenger side in.
Okay.
So there was no passenger side left of this vehicle, and luckily there was only one person in the vehicle, but 2 years later, I was talking with the attorney because there was a lawsuit, and he mentioned how great he was doing because the family had him in a hospital bed still 2 years later. In a hospital bed, he's paralyzed. He can move his eyes, and he can watch TV and interact with the family. And I'm like, how devastating. Just because somebody wasn't paying attention while driving down the road, that you've impacted this life of this man, his family, and so many others.
Well, and that's one of the things we don't think about with the fatalities and the devastating injuries. It's not just the person who dies or who has the devastating injury, but there's a ripple effect throughout the entire community.
Absolutely. You know, we do critical stress debriefs for crashes similar to that, where we'll come out and we'll bring the first responders in and we'll just talk about all the bad things so that we can get those bad things out of our body. It's one of those things that I kind of laugh because I watched the Green Mile and the big gentleman there, he pulls all the bad out, and then he spits it out, and it comes out. And that's basically what these critical stress debriefs are, is we're getting all the bad feelings out, putting them out there so that we can move on as first responders and people that were affected by this and had to deal with this tragic event. And we put our game face on while we're dealing with it, but it's afterwards that it really takes its toll. So we do these events, and we have people come in, and they're very helpful for everybody, and it's tough to find good individuals that want to step up, and be first responders nowadays. So we're doing our best to take care of the ones we have.
Fantastic. Now let's go on just a little bit and talk about, we know the NFL season starts tonight, and NFL games, whether they're on Thursday night or Sunday or whenever, people get together and they celebrate and enjoy themselves while watching the NFL game. And that's wonderful, but all too often, after enjoying themselves more than they should have, they get behind the wheel of the car.
Exactly. You know, and it needs to become a part of our planning. If you're planning on going to a celebration, planning on going to a party, planning on doing that, and you know there's going to be alcohol there, and you plan to use that, have that plan in place to get a ride. Not drive, but get a ride home, because that way you can avoid the impairment factor. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about, am I a little bit drunk or am I a lot drunk? Well, a little bit drunk is also an impairment. And those are quite oftentimes those individuals are taking undue risks, and they're like, oh, I've got this, I'll be good. No, you're not. You need to get that ride. And there's a comedian I saw a little bit ago. He talked about how, he's fine, he's just going to take the gravel home. Do you know how many fatalities we cover on gravel roads that are single vehicle?
Exactly.
It's just terrible. And granted, there's less chances of running into another vehicle out there, but it's still an impairment, and you're still putting your own safety at risk. So we want people to plan ahead. It's pretty simple. Plan ahead to not drink, or plan to have that ride to get home.
And if you find yourself thinking, well, I'm probably okay to drive, you're not.
You're probably not, and probably isn't a risk we want to take.
Exactly.
It's not a good idea. And the thing is you want happy times from there forward. How you know, your team might win, but you're going to lose if you drink and drive.
Exactly.
And you get picked up, or worse yet, you get involved in a crash. So let's just make that conscious effort to make good choices. You know, they've got college back in session. I'm sure there's going to be lots of college parties going on. I know my daughter's off to college, and I've already heard of different celebrations and stuff like that they're doing. And we were reminiscing just the other day, talking to some other officers, like, yeah, I remember when we went to college, all the parties the first week, and they think that they're on their own and rules don't apply. Well, unfortunately, they still do. So college kids need to be paying attention to that too, and know what's safe and make those good decisions beforehand, because the alcohol and other substances will impair your decision-making and make it impossible to make a good choice.
And, of course, when you're that age, you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof anyway.
Absolutely. And as you get older, you realize how dumb you were.
Yeah, exactly. And the time we have left, let's talk a little bit about harvest season, because that season is upon us.
Absolutely. We're right on the verge. I did see we're starting to chop some corn over in my neighborhood. So you're going to start seeing lots of harvest equipment out there and slow-moving vehicles. And with those, bring on the bad passes. And, you know, the closing distance on those is a lot different. You got to give them their room.
Yeah.
Give them their space. They're entitled to be on that road as well. Hopefully they're only taking up half the road. I know some of these equipment, they'll take a lane and then quite a bit some. But let's give them their space. Understand that a bad pass is a bad pass.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pass a semi, you can't pass a tractor, you can't pass a combine in a no-passing zone. Just
yep.
Because they're going 25 miles an hour doesn't mean it's safer to make that pass. It just means you're going to get around them faster, but it's still a bad pass.
Exactly. And that goes back to speed as well. You don't want to go bippity-bopping down some of these county blacktops at 80 miles an hour and come up over a hill and there's a combine.
All of a sudden, you've got a large vehicle in front of you and it's not going as fast, and your closing distance is going to be drastically changed. And this is where the paying attention while you're driving comes into play. Again, if you've got your face in your phone, you're not going to be paying attention to the driving and what's going on in front of the windshield. And all of a sudden, now you're going to be in the back of one of these vehicles.
Yeah.
And you're going to find out just how expensive a combine is when you run into the back of a combine.
Yeah, and just how much they don't give when you hit them.
Oh, you're not going to win on these big vehicles.
No. And finally, school is back in session. Let's talk a little bit about school buses.
Absolutely. So we had a big display down at the State Fair this year dealing with this. So we're not going to have that at the Clay County Fair this year, but I'm looking to bring something up maybe next year on that aspect. But school buses, they're back on the roads. Obviously, kids are back in school. They're back in session. So the school bus is going to be out there. We all know that the yellow amber flashing lights mean get ready because that school bus is going to stop. And as soon as that school bus comes to a stop, the red lights come on, that means stop. There's a stop sign that comes out, that means stop. And we cannot pass the school bus from either direction if we're in that situation. And when we do, we find out that it's not just a stop sign violation, but it's a school bus stop arm violation.
And that's a very serious violation, and the state is taking that as a serious violation by setting the penalty amounts though at what they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just the first offense, it's a minimum of a $250 fine plus cost with a max up to 675 days and up to 30 days in jail. Now, second offense is going to be even worse. Second offense, you're looking at $315 to $1,800 in a year with a 90-day suspended license. Third offense is going to be the same as the second, but you're going to go 180 days of suspension. But the real kicker here, the real kicker is when I talk to insurance companies, I've talked to several different ones, and they'll put you, they have to drop you. Mm-hmm. So now you go on high risk insurance for 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And all these monetary costs just pale in comparison to the cost of killing a child.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's called Caden's Law. Young gal, 7-year-old, hit by a truck when she was crossing the road with the school bus stop arm out. It's just, we need to understand, give them their space. And like I tell the kids and drivers that, if you find yourself on a road with a school bus stopping numerous times, which they will if there's kids living there, figure out what time of the day it is.
Yep.
And make sure you're not there that next time that day, because it's going to be back again every Monday through Friday. It's coming through there at the same time.
Yep.
These bus routes are set up. So if you don't want to stop behind that bus and be dealing with that, make sure you're not there at that time. Adjust your leave time so that you don't have to worry about that the next time.
Yep.
But we need to do a better job. I mean, you can keep your license the first time, but you got to go to a driver improvement school. Mm-hmm. It's like an 8-hour class, and you got to drive to one of these locations to have it.
Yep.
And it's just a bad deal. We showed a lot of the videos, which were, it was just crazy, the videos that these buses collect, because they're, most of these buses have cameras on the outside now to make it more enforceable.
Mm-hmm.
And they show all these, we had a video loop and all the different violations and the people going by, and it's like, how crazy is that?
Yeah. Well, I hate to cut it short, but we are out of time. Folks, stop by the Iowa State Patrol booth at the Clay County Fair next week in Spencer and talk to Trooper Carl Moore there. Kevin, you have a great weekend, and we will probably see you at the fair.
I'll see you there.
Thanks. Kevin Krull from the Iowa State Patrol. We'll be back on Talk of the Town right after this.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Shelton are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Shelton.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise, overstock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Shelby.
There we have Talk of the Town for this morning. Talk of the Town presented by Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 and every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town right here on Kiowa FM Radio.